Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.
My name is Alan Stanford. Welcome to Hamlet in Hoth. Gertrude, the mother, now steps in. Good Hamlet, cast thy nighted colour off. Stop wearing black. And let thine eye look like a friend on Denmark. Now, it's very important to note this line, and I mentioned it earlier, that when she refers to Denmark, Gertrude is not referring to the country, but to the king. Claudius is Denmark. He's referred to as Denmark. He refers to himself as Denmark, or the Dane. Just as later in the play, Claudius will refer to England. It is not the country he refers to, but the king. When Claudius says, "Do it, England," he's telling the king to kill Hamlet, not the country. But let's go back to Gertrude.
Do not forever with thy veiled lids seek for thy noble father in the dust. Thou knowest 'tis common, all that lives must die, passing through nature to eternity.
Aye, madam, 'tis common.
If it be, why seem so particular with thee?
Seems, madam. Nay, it is. I know not seems. 'Tis not alone my inky cloak, good mother, nor customary suits of solemn black, nor windy suspiration of forced breath, no, nor the fruitful river in the eye, nor the dejected haviour of the visage, together with all forms, moods, shapes of grief, that can note me truly. These indeed seem, for they are actions that a man might play. But I have that within which passeth show these but the trappings and the suits of woe.
He really lets her have it. He put right between the eyes. He said, seems. I'm not pretending to be in mourning. I am in mourning. What I feel inside is real, genuine grief. I have that within which passes show or demonstration. These are just the trappings and the suits of woe. These are just the clothes of grief. Inside, I am crying. What Hamlet is saying to his mother and Claudius, that he has gone far beyond official mourning. This mourning is eternal, deep, and true.
'Tis sweet and commendable in your nature, Hamlet, to give these mourning duties to your father. But you must know, your father lost a father. That father lost his, and the survivor bound in filial obligation for some term to do obsequious sorrow, but to persever in obstinate condolement is a course of impious stubbornness, 'tis unmanly grief.
And here, Claudius appeals to Hamlet's manhood. He says, come on, be a man, face up to it. Your father died, his father died. But to keep mourning on about it, you're not manly, it's girlish. Forgive me, ladies, but it is. Also remember that when Claudius says, your father lost a father, he's also referring to his own father, because Claudius and Hamlet's father were brothers. So what Claudius is also saying is, I've been here too. My father died, but we get on with life.
We pray you, throw to earth this unprevailing woe, and think of us as of a father. For let the world take note, you are the most immediate to our throne, and with no less nobility of love than that which dearest father bears his son, do I impart toward you.
And here, Claudius very clearly states that Hamlet will be his son and heir. In other words, he's repeating that same motif. He's saying, I am now your father. Think of me as a father. You're my son. You're going to be my heir. Forget your own father. That's gone. Let's deal with what's happening now. Let's face up to life. Let's take it on the chin. Be my son.
For your intent in going back to school in Wittenberg, it is most retrograde to our desire, and we beseech you, bend you to remain here, in the cheer and comfort of our eye, our chiefest courtier, cousin, and our son.
Let not thy mother lose her prayers, Hamlet. I pray thee, stay with us, go not to Wittenberg.
I shall now my best obey you, madam.
Not Claudius, you'll note. He's very deliberately saying to his mother, I'm obeying you. You don't want me to go back to university, I'll stay here. But before we move on, a word of thanks to Aisling Murphy, Declan Mulligan, and Aina Ryan for reading those sequences.
Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.